Okay, today's daf Yud Tes. We are on Yud Ches Amud Beis by the Mosiv, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like 9 lines from the bottom. So basically, we're asking questions because yesterday we said about Megillas Tainus, right, which was the scroll of the fast. So Rav and Rabbi Chanina said that Batlam is Megillas Tainus, that Megillas Tainus is no longer in existence, doesn't work anymore, doesn't have any impact. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Yeshua said that it was not batal. So they're asking questions now on Rav Acher Bar Huna and on Rabbi Chanina, who said that Megillas Tainus was batal. So the Gemara brings now cases. We have a Megillas Tainus, is you can have one line of Aramaic, which is actually the Megillah. Then afterwards it has like these Hebrew paragraphs, which is what's called a scholion, which is like the explanation of what the reason behind that day is. It seems like the Gemara probably had this scholion. It's probably a pretty ancient old text. So Mosi Rav Acher Bar Huna, the Megillas Tainus says B'tlasa B'tishrei on the third of Tishrei, which is we'll see is also somewhat valuable, right? On the third of Tishrei, B'telas Ad Karta Minstaraya, they were mevatel the minhag of having the Shem Hashem in the staros. So we have to figure what that is. So this is the Gemara quotes what's called the Scholion again. It says Shegazra Malchus Yavon Gzera. So the Assyrian kingdom. The Greeks made a gzera, shelo laskir shem shemayim al piyam, that Bnei Yisrael should not be saying shem shemayim for the mouth. Be very difficult gzera in that. You can't say Baruch Hashem, thank you Hashem, all those things. Can't say Hashem's name. Because shegavra malchus chashmonoi v'nitzchum. So when the chashmonoim arose and defeated the Yevanim, they were revat to this gzera. But hiskinu, somebody, right? I'm not sure who, but somebody made a takana. He says here, the quotes to Sifsei Chachamim, says that the Malchus Beis Chashmonai made a takana, Shehu Maskirin Shem Shemayim Afilu B'Shtaros. Now, not only are we going to say Shem Hashem, we can also write Hashem's name into Hashtaros. V'kach Hayu Kosim, and this is what they would write, as when they would write the date, say, B'Shnas Kach V'Kach, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Machlokos, who this Yochanan Kohen Gadol is, L'Kel El Yon, they write to Hashem. Right, so that every time they would write in the star, they would write Shem Hashem. So that's what the Beis Chashmonaim did, but the Chachamim weren't too happy with it because the Kishavu Chachamim B'Davar, when they knew that they heard about this Minhag, Amr, they said this isn't good because Lamachar, meaning sometime in the future, Zeporei Eskovo, so the Malva, the Lova is going to pay back the Malva, and they're going to tear up the star and throw it away, and they're going to be tearing up Shem Hashem. It says Lamachar Yeporei Eskovo, Vinimsa Star that has Shem Hashem in it. Muto ba'ashva, it's tossed in the garbage. It's going to be bizarre in Shem Shemayim, but with Shem Hashem. Right? So therefore, ubitlam, they tried for a while to be mevatel this minhag of writing Shem Hashem in the shtaros, but they finally got it done. But also hayom, aso yom tov. And that day, which ended up being Gimel Tishrei, they made into a yadiv, because everyone was already so interested into doing this, they had a different time, but when the father were able to move out to the minhag, they were very happy, and they made a yontif out of it. Okay, so the Gemara says, so what's the kasha of Achabar on Rav and Rabbi Chanina? The Isak Adaitach, and if you're going to tell me, Batla Megillas Tainus, that Megillas Tainus is Batel, Kamaisa Batel, Achmenaisa Mosifin, so they're Mevatel, the earlier fast, the earlier Yom Tovim, and they're adding these new ones, the assumption being is that this is a late Takana, this is going to be late. It was later on when they were already being mevatelit. So Gemara says, no, hachamai skinam is manche beis hamikdash kayam. What are you talking about? This is when the beis hamikdash was still in existence, right? It's machlos beis chashmonayim. I'm not sure what Avinu was. It's machlos beis chashmonayim, and Megillas. Everyone agrees by this time, Megillas Tainus was still not batel yet. So if it's not batel, you can add in more holidays. So that's when they are yontif, and it's not a kasha on Rav and Rabbi Chanina. So Gemara says, wait a second. If the beis hamikdash is still around, and why do they have to make a yontif on Gimel Tishrei? Gimel Tishrei is already yontif because that was Son Gedalia, and we know had the pasuk Zechariah said that the four fasts were Sasson B'Simcha. They were so on the base, assuming that they didn't make these fasts in the times of the second base of Middash. So therefore, Gimel Tishrei is a festive day already, right? Gemara asks, but typically we should even had they not made this a yontif of Megillas Tainus, typically they have a yom shenerag bo Gedalia v'nachikam, right? Rashi says. The typically, e beis hamikdash havekayim bilav hachi ha yontif. Without this takana to yontif, the hainu tzom gedalia, it would have been tzom gedalia. The kra rachmana moadim tovim is manabayis. According to the pasuk of Zechariah, according to some, these are Moadim during this time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Because once the second, that's the assumption being that during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, it didn't have the fasts that were established in the first Beis HaMikdash, which were then reestablished after the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So it's already on the Yontif. So what's going on? So Amar Rav, Rav says, yeah, you're right, it might have already been a Yontif, but if you make it a Yontif through Megillas Tainis, then you add something to it. Amar Rav, Bul Nitzucha Ela Le'esor Es Shelefanav. Megillas Tainis also has the rule that not only on the day itself is a yontif, but the day beforehand, right? The Yom Kippur, Rashi says, "Lo nitzucha hada adar kavu Megillas Tainis adavar zeh el esor esmol gamu b'tainis." The days mentioned in Megillas Tainis also create an iser or forbid the day prior for being a fast day, which becomes a whole shaila when it comes to Purim. If Purim is a Megillas Tainis, had the day before become Tainis Esther? Okay, so kedamila kame, we're going to see in a moment. Both before and after are Aser B'Tainis, and possibly Hesped. So what this guy, what happened was, when they made the Gimel Tishrei into a Yontif through Megillas Tainis, they also now made Beis Tishrei a holiday that's Aser Mishum, Aser for B'Tainis. The Gemara says, well, wait a second. This is fascinating how you hear it. The Gemara says, Lefanov, what's the day before? What's the day before Tzom Gedalia? The Gemara doesn't say that. That's what I thought it would say. The Gemara says, "Lefanav, we would know it also would be Aser B'Tainis, even without the Tekana. Lefanav Nami Tepukle, the Havle Yom Shela Achar Rosh Chodesh. It's the day after Rosh Chodesh." The Gemara doesn't mention Rosh Hashanah. So it could be that those days, they did 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but Rosh Hashanah was day 30 of Elul on day 1. Remember, that's originally, with the Niskal Kalavim Pishir, you made Rosh Hashanah was 30 or day 30 of Elul or the day afterwards. It only became one or two, Aleph and Beis, after the Takana of Yochanan and Zakkai, which is after the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe that's why it's referring to. But even so, why don't you just say it's the day? The day.
No, because it's going to say it's here since the time. No, Ezra was later?
Yes, Ezra was before. We'll see. Oh, wow. We'll see. Ezra was before this. We'll get to it. That's what we're going to go through. But it's still. But why does it say it's the day? Okay, let's just say it's the day after Rosh Chodesh. Right? The day before is the day after Rosh Chodesh. But even so, it should have said the day after Rosh Hashanah. But it's the day after Rosh Chodesh, right, because it's Beis. Maybe it's not the day after Rosh Hashanah. If it's the day after Rosh Chodesh, then it's the day after Rosh Hashanah. If it's not the day after Rosh Hashanah, it's not the day after Rosh Chodesh, because the sun is on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so it says it's Yom Shachar Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, it's already Usher, because apparently the day after Rosh Chodesh, Rosh is a Moed, it's a Moed, and you're not allowed to fast the day after Rosh Chodesh. So already you can't fast. So why are they making this? What's the takana for on Gimel Tishrei? I want to say the whole question. Even if it's already an existing yontif, so there's something else that happened this day. So you know, you pile on, you make it a whole holiday weekend, right? You make it, you merge Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday, and you make it President's Day. You merge it all together. Why does it have to be that specific? Why can't you make another yontif on the same day? It's a baltosif. I don't understand what the issue is. So he says Rosh Chodesh. He says no. Rosh Chodesh, which is a din doraisa. Rosh Chodesh, which is doraisa. The whole reason why they said that you cannot fast the day before a day in Megillas Tainis was because those were only Takanas Darabanan. So in order to make it stronger, they would say not only can't you fast that day, you can't fast the day before. But when it comes to Rosh Chodesh is already a holiday Midah Oraisa. It's already written in the Torah. So it doesn't need Chizuk. So therefore, you don't need to have an issue. You don't say that the day before, the day after become Aser because of a day that's already written in the Torah. It doesn't require any strengthening. It says Rosh Chodesh deoraisa, the deoraisa lo boy chizuk. They don't require any strengthening. Titania, because we have this is again also in Megillas Tainis. It says Yamima Eila Haksuvim Megillas Tainis. These days that are written in Megillas Tainis. I mean, it's not the Megillah, actually, it's probably the Hebrew part afterwards. Asurim, they are Asur, those days, Bein Lifneihem, both beforehand, Bein Lachareim, both afterwards, both Tainus before and after. Shabbosas v'yom tovim, but Shabbos and Yontif, which is Asur and Tainus also, but that they're in a Torah, Heim Asurim, they become Asur by Hesped and Tainus, but Lifneihem v'alachareim mutarim, but before and after are mutar. Ma hefresh bein zeh lezeh. What's the difference? What's the distinction between the days of Megillas Tainis and Shabbos and Yontif? Halalu, I mean, the days of Shabbos and Yontif are divrei Torah. That's min haTorah. The ain divrei Torah tzrichim chizuk. Divrei Torah don't require any strengthening or any protection, and therefore you're not going to have to worry about making the days before Aser with anything to strengthen the day itself. But halalu, but the moadim that are written in Megillas Tainis, Deimer divrei sofrim, deimer divrei rabbanon, v'divrei sofrim, tzrichin chizuk. Divrei sofrim need chizuk, and therefore they made asa the days before and the dates after. So now we understand. So they made Megillus, they made Gimel Tishrei into a holiday, despite you saying that it should have been a holiday anyway because of Tzom Gedalia. You're right, but this what it does is it makes it the day before also asr. While the day before should be usher anyway because it's the day after Rosh Chodesh. No, it would have been usher as the day after Rosh Chodesh because that's a holiday of the Oraisa. So that's why now they have what they're doing. Right, so Rashi says, the Oraisa lo bo yichizuk le'esor lefanav olachara. Ava yunei megillas atayinis derabanan v'tzrichin chizuk. Kihechi dilo lesei lesanos b'yond v'atzmo. There's some sort of, the Rabbanans require some sort of chizuk. Okay, the Gemara that says, okay, if that's the case, it should be usher anyway, but typically, it's the day before a Derabanan holiday. It's the day before the day that Gedalia was killed. And since that's not a moed in the Torah, that's only a moed because of Zechariah, so it still would need chizuk. So therefore, it would still be usher. The day before would still be usher anyway. Because it's because, forget that, okay, it's not going to be because of the day after Rosh Chodesh, but it's the day before the holiday of Tzom Gedalia. The holiday of Tzom Gedalia is not written in the Torah, so it should be required chizuk. So Amar Rashi, no, Gedalia ben Achikam, Divrei Kabbalah, the story, the Moed of Gedalia ben Achikam is from the Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im, Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Damu. They have the same status of Divrei Torah, because it's written in a scroll, and people will know about it, and for whatever reason, they are going to be the same status as Divrei Torah. So therefore, the day before, the day after of Tzom Gedalia doesn't need chizuk. So therefore, it wouldn't be usher the day before to fast. The only reason why it's usher the day before to fast is because we established this as a yontif in Megillas Tainus. Okay. So now the Gemara goes back and asks another question on Rav and Rabbi Chanina, right? They again said that Megillas Tainus was batal after the Choron Abayis. What about the following case? Masiv Rav Tuvi Bar Nematna. Megillas Tainus says, the Esrin B'Tim Yabei, the 28th day of it, so if it means the line before, they're discussing Adar. So on the 28th day of Adar, Asas b'sorsa tavsal Yehudai, good tidings reach the Jews in Yehuda. D'lo ye'idun me'oraisa, that they don't have to separate themselves from the Torah. Because there was a takana. Maybe it's a time. We'll see. Shegazra hamalchus gzera. So there's a gzera from the malchus. Malchus being Rome here. Rome is after the Chorban. Right? Rome is after the Chorban. Or maybe it's even before or after. We'll see. So Gazra Malchus, the Malchus Gzera, Shlo Yasku B'Torah, that they shouldn't learn Torah, B'Shlo Yomoluz B'Neyem, they shouldn't have to bring a Bris Mila, they cannot be Shechalos or Shabbos, they have to be Chalos Shabbos. Or maybe it's the Hadrianic decrees, or maybe something before. So, Ma Asa Yehuda Ben Shemuel B'Charei Rav, so what did Yehuda Ben Shemuel and his Chaveirim do? So as Marcel pointed out, this is the first organized Hafkana, or first organized protest. Hachu V'Natlu Eitza Mi Matro Nisa, Acha Shechol G'doli Romei, Bitsun Etzla. They went and they took advice from this Matronisa, which is always some powerful Roman woman, that all the Gedolei Roman would always go to her. So whether she's a prostitute or something else, or maybe she's something that's very Roman woman held court. But Amra Lahem, she said to them, Bo'u Vivginu Balayla, go out and protest and scream at night in the streets. Halchu Vivginu Balayla, they went out and they protested at night. Amru, and they said, Ay Shemayim, you mean this, we're doing this to Shem Shemayim. They scream into the Romans, Lo Acheichem Anachnu, are we not brothers? Lo B'nei Av Echad Anachnu, are we not the children of one father? Yitzhak's our father, right? You're Esav, we're Yaakov, right? Lo B'nei Eim Echad Achas Anachnu, are we not the son, children of one mother, of Rivka, right? Ma Nishtaneinu, we call Umav Alashon. Why are we any different than any other nation, in any other language that you guys have conquered? Shatem Gozhim Aleinu Gezeiros Kashos. For us, you make terrible Gezeiros, not for everybody else. Ubitlam, as they worked, and the Malchus Roman Rabatul Xeros, but also Ayom, which must have been the 28th day of Adar, but also Ayom, Asu Yomtif. They made a Yomtif. Now, the Esau Gadaita Batal Megillas Tainus, if you can tell me Megillas Tainus is Batal, so Kamaisa Batal, they Rabatul all the Tainesim in Megillas Tainus, and now Acharina Mosipin, and now they're attacking Moadim afterwards, meaning, say, okay, the Chitema, say also that this case is during the time of Beis HaMikdash. Maybe it was when the Romans came in, and it's before the destruction. And Mara says it can't be. Who's the named person in this Braisa? It's Yehuda ben Shemua. And Yehuda ben Shemua, Baha Yehuda ben Shemua, Talmido Shari Meir. Yehuda ben Shemua is a Talmid of Rabbi Meir, which we'll see in a moment. The Rabbi Meir, Basar Hachihavi. And Rabbi Meir is after the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi gives us the explanation. Rabbi Meir, Basar Chorban Havi, Kamadoros, a few generations after the Chorban. Daha, when was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? B'yimei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Chorban Bayis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the demarcation of when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Rabbi Yazar Talmid Ohaya, his Talmud is Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Kiva Talmido Shereb Eliezer Kedarmina Bishilhi Abram Yisos. We see in Sanhedrin that's Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe is Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Meir Talmido Shereb Rabbi Kiva. Then Rabbi Meir is a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva Kedarmina Perakam De Eruvin and Kolmak. Okay, and Mishum Rabbi. Fine. So Rabbi Meir is his Talmud, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua is a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says so. It's a couple generations after the Chorban. So this can't be a holiday that's being put in during his Zman Bayis Sheni. It's after the Redim Mevatalit. Must be after, and so after the Redim Mevatalit, you're saying they're Mevatalit, and now they're adding new holidays? So now the Gemara has to prove that Yehuda ben Shemua is the Talmud of Rav Meir. So it quotes the Mishnah, it's a Braisa, about Taros. The idea is that if you have a metal Kli, right, a Kli Mateches, that becomes Tamei, and then it breaks to a point where it's not Roi to be used as a Kli anymore, it's pukka to haroso. It loses its status of a kli, and pukka to maso, and it loses its tumah status. So, but we learn this according to one sheet in Rashi. But the chachamim made a takana, made a gzera, that if you fix the kli and if you fix the kli to a degree where it's useful now, its original tumah comes back onto it, right? Even though it's not tummy a second time. But a glass kli, a kli zechuchis that breaks, right? Kli zechuchis becomes tummy. And it breaks, and then it becomes tahor. It doesn't go back to its original tumah. It just now becomes susceptible to becoming tumah. So the Braisa says, the Tanan, it says here the Tanan, but it should be the Tanya. Kli zechuchis, so let's say this glass kli that became tameh, and nikvu, and it became whole, got a hole in it. So therefore, it's no longer kli and it's tahor. The heitif lusochon avar, and you put into it some sort of lead. Right, to plug up the hole. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Yehuda ben Shemua mitamim mishum Rav Meir. That Yehuda ben Shemua, in the name of Rabbi Meir, says that it goes back to its original Tumah status. You see here, there's our proof, this is what we needed. Yehuda ben Shemua is saying in the name of Rabbi Meir, he's the Talmud of Rabbi Meir, that's what we need. So he says it becomes Tamei, v'chachan mitarim. V'chachan say, no, it's dotar, it doesn't go back to its original status. Machlokus could be, as well not that something's called a maimid, it's something that gives the strength to the kli, is that considered the main part of the kli or not? If you say that its maimid is considered important, so then the lead is what's maimid the kli, and therefore it's considered metal. Metal things, metal kalim, go back to its original tumah status. Maybe you say maimid doesn't count, it's mainly glass, so therefore glass things do not go back to its original status. That could be the machlokas, that's one sheet in Rashi, there's a long tosfos in Aleph that gives a Rashbam, a Riva, different explanations of what the machlokas would be. Bottom line, for our cases, Dafyomi cases, the purpose of this Braisa shows us that Yehuda ben Shemua is the Talmud of Rav Meir, and therefore this whole Takana, which this whole holiday, which took place in the times of Yehuda ben Shemua, is post-Chorban. If it's post-Chorban, how can you tell me, because this time is Batel, you're adding holidays? So the Gemara says, okay, Tanayi, it's a Machlokas Tanayim, as to whether or not Megillas Tainus was Batel. The Tanya, we learn out of Braisa. These days of Megillas Tainus, Hayamin Ha'ilu, Haksuvim, Megillas Tainus, Beim Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Beim Bezman She'ein Beit HaMikdash Kayim, Asurim. They're Asur for Tainus and Hesmed, even after the Korban, it's not Batel. Divrei Rabbi Meir, those are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, no, Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Asurim, during the times of Beis HaMikdash, they're Asur, Bipnei Shesimcha Hilahem, because these were mainly holidays associated with something about around the temple, something around that time. Even Beis HaMikdash Kayim, if the Beis HaMikdash is not existing, then mutarim. Then these days are mutar. V'pnei she'evu hulahem. Because these days now become sad days. Right? Because the sad days, I guess they had to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is not here anymore, so they're associated with being sad. So it's a machlokas. So then the Gemara says, v'hilchasa. Hilchasa, the Gemara paskins, not always. Certain places, the Gemara paskins. V'hilchasa, batlu. V'hilchasa, lo batlu. Halacha says they were, Megillas Tainus is batel. Halacha says Megillas Tainus is not batel. Well, that's a kind of a stira. The Gemara says, kasha hilchasa, hilchasa. Seems to be a kasha and psak. One time you say it's batel, one says you're not batel. The Gemara says no, lo kasha. Depends what. Kan b'chanukah b'purim, kan b'shari yomei. All other days are batel. Chanukah and Purim are the only 2 days in Megillas Tainus that are not batel. So that would mean that even the day before Purim, you're not supposed to fast or have hasbedim. Yet we have Tainus Esther, which is something that has to be dealt with. Bottom line is, so this whole these kashas that you had on Rav, no problem. He holds like Rav Meir that Megillus Tainus is not batal, and the others hold like Megillus Tainus is not batal, or you can hold that Megillus Tainus is batal. It's a machlokas tanayim. Okay. Finish with Megillus Tainus. Going back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had mentioned certain dates where the shlichim go out in advance of those dates in order to tell everybody what time, what date there was Kiddush HaChodesh. And it said, the Brisa said, Elul Bnei Rosh Hashanah, they would go out on Elul to make sure everyone knew when Rosh Hashanah was. Ve'al Tishrei Bnei Takanas HaMoados. And they would go out also on Tishrei to make sure everybody knew when the holidays were. Question the Gemara says, well, why do you have to go out on Tishrei? Once you already know when Rosh Chodesh Elul is, you know when all the other holidays are, because Elul is a 29-day month. The Gemara says, Kevan Dinafke Luhu Elul, A Tishrei Lamali Luhu. Why do I have to go out for Tishrei? Just continue your count. Elul will be 29 days. Next day is Rosh Hashanah. Then 10 days after that is Yom Kippur. Then it's going to be Sukkot. We know. Why do you have to go out again? So the Gemara says, V'chi Tema, maybe you're going to tell me that they're going out on Elul, Dilma Abrua Le'elul. Maybe they were Ma'aber Elul, and they made Elul into a 30-day month. They went out to tell everybody Elul was 30 days, so therefore, okay, we may not get Rosh Hashanah right now, because that's the day that's not going to get in time, so we're going to hold 2 days, but now we'll know when Yom Kippur and Sukkot are. Right? Dilma Brua Elul, Ba'amar, didn't Marcel say, written the name of Rav Chinin Bar Kahan Amarav, Yimos Ezra the Elech, Lo Matzinu Elul Me'ubar. From the times of Ezra, there was never an Elul that was Me'ubar. Chazak was Elul was not Me'ubar. It didn't happen. So they knew, all knew. They all knew that Elul was in Ubar. Why do you have to go out on Tishrei? The Gemara says, no. That's because Delo Itzrich. They never were Ma'aber Elul because they didn't have, for no reason. Ha'itzrich Ma'abrinale. But if there was a sufficient reason to be Ma'aber Elul, they would do so. What's that reason? Ha'itzrich Ma'abrinale. Rashi says, Imishum Yarka, Imishum Masir L'Kaman. Basically, the problem would be, It might not be that they didn't see the new moon, but they might need to ma'abra Elul anyway, because there might be a purpose, because you would want to make either righteous because of the Yerukos, or because of the Masya, the Yerukos, if you had, or the decomposition of the bodies. Meaning, what could happen is if Elul falls out on a certain day, then the holidays all fall out on a certain day, and then you could theoretically have a 2 or 3 day yontif. And you have a 2 or 3 day yontif, they didn't have refrigeration, so the vegetables would decay, and you wouldn't be burying bodies. So sometimes they would ma'abra Elul to make sure you didn't have a long holiday weekend to avoid this problem. Right?
So you can never have Shabbos and Yom Kippur falling back.
Back to back. So they wanted to make Lo Adu Rosh, you can't have Rosh Hashanah call out on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. So all these things, if it would come out in a certain way, they would be ma'abra Elul. Even though it's not because they didn't see the moon, they would still be ma'abra Elul to make sure that they wouldn't... Right, he says here, if there's a need to be ma'aber Elul, right, if it would fall out, like you said, right before Shabbos. So that's why they did it. So that's the shlichim would go out to tell everybody that they were ma'aber Elul this year. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, ha'mikalka Rosh Hashanah. If you do that, then you're messing up Rosh Hashanah, because you're like sort of delaying it the month purposely, and what should have been Rosh Hashanah is now going to be, you're going to push Rosh Hashanah until the next day. Because day 30 should have been Rosh Hashanah. Now you're making day 30 into Elul, and you're pushing Rosh Hashanah off to the next day. Right? Rashi says, "Hamikalka Rosh Hashanah, the nimtza shlo asav b'nei gola kehalachi ma'abrim be'elul." They're not going to know. Like the b'nei gola are not going to know, because they're going to think that it's 29 days later is the end of, at 30 days later will be Rosh Hashanah. It turns out to be 31 days later. So the Gemara says, "No mutav shetekalka Rosh Hashanah b'lo yiskalkalu kulam o'adas." We're going to take the lesser of the evils. Okay, so we'll mess up Rosh Hashanah, which is one holiday, but we're not going to mess up. We're not going to mess up or have an issue with all the other holidays.
Yeah, but if that's the case, if they are doing it molly, because they already knew this a long time ago, they don't have to wait for the...
Yeah, I know. Tosus points that out. Tosus points that out. He says, what's going on here?
They know the first of Elul.
The first of Elul, they just look at the calendar and they can figure out, and they're going to know.
Hey,
Tosus says... Look at Tosfos of Alias Kalkul Kulu Moados. He says, "Amal Manu Ba'Amar Mishum Masa Kasha Leka Kilkul Elul Yom Kippur." Look at that. Lo, Kaven De Yodi Kviyus Elul. Once they know when Elul was established, Amaytes Kalkul Rosh Hashanah. Ha Yodi De Tidcha. They know it's going to be pushed off Mishum Adu. They know it's going to be pushed off because of the dates. Ready? 30 days earlier they know. Just look on the calendar, count the days. He says, so Tosa argues on Rashi. Tosa says, V'nira de lo mishum aduka amar, ha itzturich ma'avrinan le, ele mishum de zimnin, lo rodim ha'edim ha'lavanda. Sometimes the itzturich means they would be forced to do it is because, I don't know, it was a cloudy night or something like that. And they didn't see the levana on the day that they're supposed to do to see it. And you need to see the levana in order to be mekadesh the month. Right? Tosa says, ele mishum de zimnin lo ro ha'edim ha'lavanda b'yom ha'shloshim, ve'emekadshim ad'yom la'mar aleph. And they just weren't able to mekadesh the day until the month, till the next day. We should the mitzvah lekadesh al piriyah. Because there's a mitzvah to be mekadesh al piriyah. If they didn't see it, so sometimes, every now and then, it was cloudy. And they didn't see the moon. So they weren't able to mekadesh that night, that day. So they'll have mekadesh the next day. So let's go tell everybody that we're mekadesh the next day, because we'll show everything's pushed off. So, so it seems to me, when you were mekadesh al piriyah, even if you knew, even if you had a calendar like we have today, even if you knew, if you were mekadesh al piriyah, you still had to be so mech on the riyah. You couldn't just go based on the fact that we know the dates. Right, that's based on your question. So Tosis is a different shot. That's right. Yeah, very much so. A good answer to that. Okay, so Dekanami, you can also be Medayik from the Lashon of the Mishnah, Dekatani al Tishrei b'nei Takanas Mo'ados Shmamina. The whole reason why they went on Tishrei, according to the Mishnah, was because of the Mo'ados, not because of Rosh Hashanah. They were more concerned with messing up Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres and Yom Kippur. One day Rosh Hashanah, they weren't as bad, but all the other days, they were more concerned. And that's what the Mishnah says, they were concerned about the Mo'ados. Okay, the Mishnah then said that for six months the shluchim would go out, and one of them were al kislev mipnei Chanukah, val adar mipnei Purim. They would go out on kislev to tell everybody when Chanukah is, and they would go out on adar to make sure everybody knew when Purim would be. So the Gemara says they would go out on adar because that was the day that because Purim's in adar. But the ilu, right, I guess it quotes the Mishnah, the ilu is abra hashana. If they would make that into a leap year. Right, so there will be two Adars. Yotzin apal Adar Sheni b'pnei Purim lokatani. But if it was, they wouldn't go out on Adar Sheni. It doesn't say they would go out on Adar Sheni. It doesn't say, oh, if it's a leap year, they would go out on Adar Sheni. The Gemara says, well, why not? If they went out on Adar and then later they decided on Adar Sheni, then people would mess up on Purim. They would be on Purim on Adar Rishon, not on Adar Sheni. So the Gemara says, Masnisin de loka Rebbe. Our Mishnah does not go according to the Shita of Rebbe. Titanya. Rebbe learned in the Brice, Rebbe Omer, Imis Abrasha, and he says, if there is a leap year, Yotzin Afal Adarsheni, they have Purim. They go out even in Adarsheni to tell everybody about Purim. Lema Bahakamiflagi. Well, let's say, well, maybe this is what the Machlokas is about. The Mar Savar, Artahna, who holds that you don't have to go out for Adarsheni, he holds, Kol Mitzvos Hanoagas Pesheni, Nohagas Marishon. He says, no big deal. If they celebrate Purim in Adar Rishon, it's fine. Anything that you have to do in Adar, what would be the regular Adar, if you did in Adar Rishon, it's okay, you go to the mitzvah. So they don't know about it for Adar Sheni. They already did everything. They did Mikra Megillah in Adar Rishon, and they're good to go. Right? Kol mitzvah sanogos v'sheni, no hagos v'rishon. Rashi says, no hagos v'rishon, v'yatsu yudei chobasan v'purim sh'asu v'rishon. They're good to go. But Marsava, Rebbe, who holds that you have to go out for Adar Sheni, says, oh, you may have done that in Adar Rishon. You got it. That doesn't count now. We just ma'aber Adar. So the real Adar is now this new month that's coming up. We have to send out the Shlichim so you guys all know to do Purim again, I guess. It's a real Shushan Purim. Second, next month. He says, Marsava, ko mitzvos ha'no'agos b'sheni, ain't no hagos b'rishon. And therefore, they have to go do it again. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the machlok. So that's where our Mishnah says they don't go on Adar Sheni. And Rebbe says they do go out on Adar Sheni. The Gemara says, that's not the machlokos. Lo. No, the Kuli Alma, both Rebbe and the Tanakhama say that mitzvahs on August Mishani ain't no August Marishon. We also agree, we hold also, that if you do it in Adar Rishon, it doesn't count. Right? Bahacha, what's going on here? Bili Ibor Shana Kamiflagi. It's a different machlokas regarding about being ma'aber the months. Right? Kama Ibor Shana. Right? The month that you add, how many days is it? Right? Kama Ibor Shana. Shloshim Yom. Tanakhama holds it's a 30-day month. Rishim Gamliel Omer Chodesh. He holds it's a month, which is 29 days. It's a 29-day month. Therefore what? They all know, therefore what? Verse says, Manshna Shloshim. Why? So they know, the Tana of our Mishnah holds at the Tana Kama, that's a 30-day month. If they do Ibar Shana. Therefore, they don't need the Shlichim to tell us about Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, because they already know about the month. They already know it's an Ebrew year. They already know it's an Ebrew year. They already know that it's going to be, it's an Ebrew year. So I know 30 days, we're going to have Adar now. Then we're going to have, this is the added month, it's going to be 30 days, and then 14 days later is going to be Purim. They already know the calculation. They don't have to worry about it. So the Gemara says, Maishma Shloshim the Yadi, Chodesh Nami Yadi. 30 days, if it's established as either 39 days or 29 days, they'll always know that it's either 30 days later is Adar Sheni or 29 days later is Adar Sheni. The Gemara says, no, Amar Papa, Manda Amar Chodesh, the one that says 29 days says, it could be 29 or 30. So since it could be 29 or 30, we have to go out and tell them whether other rishons will be 29 or 30, and therefore, so they get Purim right. They don't get Purim. Purim should be on the 14th day, 14 days later, or it could be 15 days later, depending if we have a 29-day month or 30-day month. So therefore, you have to shluchim have to go out to tell them. It seems to be that they knew, they were told when that was going to be a leap year before Adar, which is difficult a little bit because there are other Gemaras that say that sometimes they were ma'aber the year, like in Adar itself. So they maybe didn't know. I'm not sure. But it seems to be that they knew in advance. The only thing they didn't know, according to one Tana, is they didn't know whether the Hebrew year is going to be 29 or 30, and that's why the Shlichim had to come out on Adar Sheni, according to Rebbe, to tell them whether it was 29 or 30. According to Tana Kama, they had no need for the Shlichim Adar Sheni because the leap month of Adar Rishon is always going to be 30 days, and you can already calculate when Purim is going to be. Okay. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Kahala Kadisha Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi gave testimony in the name of the holy congregation of Yerushalayim, Al Shnei Adarim Shemekadshin Osan Biyom Ibureyem. That you were Mekadesh Adar Sheni on the day that is supposed to be the next month. Rashi says, Shemekadesh Osim Yom Yom Shloshim Kari Yom Ibor, She Oso Osim Ibor Lechodesh Kishemabin Oso, Shemekadesh Yom Shloshim Shal Shneyem Lerosh Chodesh HaNichnas, Yom Lamel Adar Rishon, Hu Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, Yom Lamel Shal Adar Sheni, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's 30-day month. You're Mekadesh the extra day. It's always going to be a 30-day month, it seems to be. The 30th day of Adar Rishon, no, so it's a 29-day month. The 30th day of Adar Rishon is Mekadesh to be Rosh Chodesh for Adar Sheni, and the 30th day of Adar Sheni is Rosh Chodesh for Nisan. So both Adars are 29 days, not 30 days. They're both 29 days month. Lemeimra, is that come to teach us? The Chaserim Avidim Melei Avidim, that we make the two Adarim are always Chodesh Chaser. They're already 29 days, and they're not Mali of 30 days. Well, if that's the case, Lafuki, Midadarsh of Nacham Bar Chizda, that goes against the drasher of Nacham Bar Chizda, who Hei Rav Simai Mishum Chagai Zechari Malachi. He has testimony from the last three Nevi'im of Klal Yisrael of Chagai Zechari Malachi. Ashnei Adarim, when it comes to two Adarim, Sheim Ratzu Asos and Shnei Mileim Osim, Shneim Chaseirim Osim, Echad Malevi Echad Chaser Osim, VeKachayu Nogim Agola. It could be either way, 30-30, 29-29, 30-29, 29-30. It could be either way. You can make it. So Mishum Rabbeinu and the name of our Rebbe, who's Rav. They said, La'olam, Echad Malevi Echad Chaser, one is going to be Malevi, I mean, the Rishon is going to be 30, the Madasheni is going to be 29, Ad sheyivadelecha hukva Rosh Chodesh Bezmano, unless you get testimony that Rosh Chodesh was in Bezmano, Rosh Chodesh was on day 30, so on day 30, and they make it 29-29. That's the third one. Third Shitas is going to be, it's going to be back. I think what we do is we do 31, 30 and 29, don't we? Right, so, but if you do Adar Sheni, the Adar Rishon is 30? I think so. The Adar before Nisan is always 29.
Right.
But the Iber month. Okay, let's do a little more. Shochu Lei Lemar Ukva. So the Bnei Yeshiva sent to Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva is the Av Beis Din in Babel. Adar Asamoch LeNisan, we just said, the Adar that's next to Nisan, Le'olam Chaser. It's always going to be a Chaser month. It's always going to be 29. Whether it's a leap year or not, the other Samach Nisan is 29 days. Masi Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman asks a question. Well, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to say, I think in tomorrow's now, or 2 days from now, Al Shnei Chadashim L'chal Nes Shabbos. For two of the months that the Edom go out, they're even allowed to travel past the Tchum and be Mechal Nes Shabbos. They're Mechal Shabbos that can even come Chutz L'Tchum, so basically we call Veya Chodesh. Al Nisan B'Al Tishrei. For Nisan and Tishrei, because the holidays are dependent on them coming, so we're going to allow them to be Mechal Shabbos. Now, Iyamart Bishlama, if you tell me that the reason that the other next to Nisan is Zimin Mole Zimli Chaser, Mishum Hachi Mechalalinon. Now we understand why we were matir the Edim to the Mechal Shabbos to tell us about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because I need to, because Adar is sometimes be 29, sometimes be 30. I need to know the date. I can't establish it unless I know. But, Eliyah Mart, if you're going to tell me that the other Samach Nisan is Le'olam Chaser, is always Chaser, Amai Mechalalinon. Why do we matir? Why are we not matir Chil Shabbos for the purpose of the Edus of the Chiddush HaLevana of Nisan? Even if they don't come, we know it's going to be the Olam Chaser of the problem. So he says, no, Mishum the Mitzvah L'Kadesh HaPiriyah. Like we said before, you may know, but it's still a mitzvah to do Kiddush HaChodesh. So we need to get them there to do the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. We'll stop at the Ikud Amri. Pick up here tomorrow. Masa Kadesh. Chanani ben Akash, Omer, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch, Luzakos, Israel, Lepikach,